Got some letters to write or invitations to send out? Now you can do that and celebrate the Mexican art form of mariachi music with a set of special forever stamps. The stamps were made available for sale a few weeks ago, but the U.S. Postal Service just hosted a launch ceremony at the National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C., where NPR's Gabriel J. Sanchez had a chance to catch up with Rafael Lopez, the artist who created the stamps.
A traditional mariachi band captivated the audience recently during the launch ceremony at the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C. The five-piece musical group, dressed in black and white charro suits with silver buckles, was led by the band's vihuela player.
The name of the band is Cañas y su Mariachi de Oro. My name is José Aristides Cañas. I play the guitar or vihuela.
He told me in both Spanish and English the pride he and his bandmates felt to be part of the ceremony.
Es un honor para nosotros, it's an honor for us.
The Virginia-based band performed a set of traditional ballads. Mixed with some less traditional numbers, aimed perhaps at some of the younger ones in the crowd. Mexican-born artist Rafael Lopez was also there and feeling proud. He's the creator of the new set of five mariachi-themed commemorative stamps. He said he wanted the images to reflect the vibrant mariachi sound by depicting the musicians in mid-performance.
I wanted to pay focus on the actual expression of the singers. If you can see them, a lot of the stamps that you see of portraits of people, they have their mouths closed. And if you notice on this one, two or three of them have their mouths open because they're singers, they're mariachis, and they're belting it out.
Lopez, who now lives in San Diego, told me the images of the new stamps were inspired by the sights and sounds of his childhood in Mexico.
As a kid, I come from a family of musicians, so we listened to mariachi music, but you heard it so many times that you never really appreciated the value of that. We used to go to a place called Plaza Garibaldi in Mexico City, and we also used to go to these other restaurants where top-notch mariachi bands used to play. And I think as a kid, you get used to it. And I didn't appreciate it until I moved away from Mexico and I moved to California. I was there 8 years without returning back to Mexico. And I rediscovered that sound. And every time I heard it, it was just like bringing all the joy of being a child, the nostalgia of growing up in Mexico. So yeah, there was some kind of a rediscovering the music.
Most mariachi song lyrics are in Spanish and are traditionally meant for holidays and family events. But Rafael Lopez said there is no language or cultural barrier when it comes to the effect mariachi music has on audiences everywhere.
And even if you don't understand the lyrics, you get happy just by listening to that beat and the rhythm. And, you know, before you know it, you're sitting with a bunch of strangers. Everybody's just cracking up a smile. And before you know it, everybody's celebrating life and patting each other in the back. So there's that universal quality that the mariachi music has that you just can't help but feel happy, whether you speak Spanish or not.
And that is the power of mariachi music. Gabriel J. Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.